Good morning. Another sunny, dry, and comfortably cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone waking up in the upper 40s and lower 50s. It'll remain dry with high pressure in control for a good chunk of the day today. Then as that high slides off the eastern seaboard, a south wind will develop and at times gust up to 15 to 20 miles per hour. This will send temperatures up higher than they've been for the last several days, and most everyone will reach into the lower 80s on average for daytime highs. At the same time, with that southerly breeze, the moisture in the air will increase, and so will the cloud cover during the middle and latter portion of the afternoon. In fact, a weak disturbance will head in our direction from western New York and could touch off a shower by the end of the day, particularly out in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. That disturbance will slide through tonight with more clouds and a better chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, with lows back into the lower 60s. A warm front will push through the region on Saturday morning, and we'll have partly sunny skies for the first half of the day. Temperatures will climb into the lower to mid 80s on Saturday afternoon. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward a cold front that'll approach from the west, and it will team up with energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. The combination of these two elements will produce scattered showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday afternoon, which will last into the evening hours. The front will clear through the region on Saturday night and set us up for a dry and comfortable day on Sunday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll remain warm in the lower to mid-80s for Father's Day. Another weak disturbance will head our way on Monday with a late-day thunderstorm possible, otherwise partly sunny skies as highs surge into the upper 80s. Another front, teaming up with some subtropical moisture from the mid-Atlantic, will produce numerous showers and potential thunderstorms on Tuesday, with highs back into the upper 70s. We'll dry it out and cool it down behind this system on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today as a dangerous heat wave continues, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories remain in effect for much of California, Nevada, Arizona, and Utah. Temperatures are expected to once again reach record-breaking highs today. Meanwhile, the Storm Prediction Center is indicating an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms across portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Conditions here will likely become favorable for severe thunderstorms to develop, capable of producing damaging wind, large hail, a few tornadoes, and localized flooding. A broad area of low pressure over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico continues to become better organized. This system is expected to move generally to the north, and a tropical or subtropical depression is likely to form over the western and central Gulf of Mexico at any time. The National Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm warning for a portion of the northern Gulf Coast, and heavy rainfall is likely, with the potential for flooding increasing along the coast today and tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with sunny skies and 41 degrees with a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 51 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 46, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunshine, followed by increasing clouds in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 46. The average temperature, 60. That's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.98 inches for the month, which is now 33 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 14.39 inches for the year, which is 2.41 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 58. The record high, 97, set in 1957 and in 2018, and the record low, 39, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, with highs around 80. Mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers tonight, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm later today, with highs around 80. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms in the afternoon, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s on Sunday. Partly sunny, isolated storm on Monday, upper 80s. A good chance of showers and storms Tuesday, upper 70s, and mostly sunny back into the lower to mid-70s on Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.